This is 88.5. I'm Leah Fleming. The Oscars are just days away. On Sunday, Atlanta and Georgia will be well represented in the nominations and on stage. Here with a preview is host of the GPB podcast. It's called The Credits, Kalina Baller. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
All right. So one of the highlights of the show will, of course, be Black Panther.
Absolutely.
All the Rage, which was filmed in and around Atlanta. It brought in over $1 billion at the box office.
It's about 2 billion people all over the world that looks like us. But their lives are a lot harder. Wakanda has the tools to liberate them all.
And what tools are those?
Vibranium. Your weapons.
Our weapons will not be used to wage war on the world.
All right, what awards is Black Panther up for?
Well, we are looking at about 4 nods for Oscars. That includes Best Picture, which is like the first time an animated feature like this has ever been considered. And the kind of film that Black Panther is, it's also just making strides left and right. Culturally, it's very significant. Mm-hmm. And it's just important to Georgia, period. And we're super excited in this state about it, especially in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. It was shot a lot over at Tyler Perry, Screen Gems, you know, technically right up the street from here. So we're really excited about it.
Yeah, yeah. And as you were saying, this is quite historic.
Yes.
This is the first superhero movie that's been nominated
Absolutely.
For Best Picture.
Mm-hmm.
Why does Black Panther, do you think, stand out when compared to the movies before it?
I really think that it's just about the cultural impact more so as it is as a film as a whole. Technically, if you had a chance to go and see Black Panther in the theaters, the impact, you couldn't get away from it. People were dressed up. People were, you know, completely just came out in droves to see this multiple times. I know I saw the film in theaters probably 4 or 5 times. It was crazy. But every single time I learned something new, I saw something different. One of the things I'm also interested in, I really think they're going to take away an Oscar, is for costumes.
Yes.
That's going to be, the costumes were flawless, perfectly executed, well-researched, a lot of Afrofuturistic themes involved. So we're really, really excited about this one.
About that. Okay. So another film that's getting some Oscar buzz is First Man.
Yes.
That's the story of the 1969 moon landing.
We've chosen a job so difficult, requiring so many technological developments. We're going to have to start from scratch. Only after we master these tasks do we consider trying to land on the moon.
Okay, that's Ryan Gosling as Neil Armstrong. What is the local connection here?
This film was shot a lot in like Roswell and different places in and around the suburban areas here in Georgia. And what I'm interested in, interestingly enough, this film is nominated for like visual effects.
Mm-hmm.
Which was interesting because I didn't particularly see any specialized looks to it that to me just jumped out like, ooh, visual effects are amazing. But of course, the people that know and the people that are technically astute will really be able to pick out what was amazing about this. I don't know if it's going to walk away with an Oscar for it. We also have Avengers Infinity War, which was also nominated for visual effects. That was also a Georgia film.
So besides the films, there have been several local figures who will be presenting at the awards on Sunday. Atlanta is going to be very represented.
That's right. I heard John Lewis
yes.
is going to be doing that. That's outstanding. And he's presenting the big award for the night, which is going to be amazing. Mm-hmm. And oh my gosh, and if Black Panther wins and then he gets to hand Ryan Coogler and his gang an Oscar. Oh
that's
my
a
goodness.
Moment. That's a moment.
Huge moment. Mm-hmm. Not just for Atlanta, but for independent filmmakers. Because if we know about the story of Ryan Coogler and his team, they really, really, really did a great job with this one. And they really put a lot of thought into it. We had so many locals that worked on this show. Mm-hmm. It'll be a huge source of pride for us.
And Tyler Perry's also going to present,
oh
from what
gosh.
I'm hearing.
Listen, you know, I wasn't at first excited about this award show because we didn't have a host this year. But like you said, Atlanta is representing big time at the Oscars. You know what? I think I'm tuning in anyway. I'm going to tune in
host
anyway.
Host or no host?
Host or no host, let's go.
All right. Kalina Bowler is host of GPB's The Credits podcast, and she's going to be part of a panel about the film industry here in Georgia. It's an event that takes place tomorrow evening at 5:30 here at GPB, and you can find all the details, including how to register and attend, at gpbnews.org. Thank you so much, Kalina.
Thank you so much.
This is 88.5.